Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, November 13th, 2017, 9:04 a.m. I don't have any public comment. Commission remarks, I wanted to let everyone know next Monday we will be at a MAC meeting and at the Lake of the Ozarks, so there will not be a commission meeting. Monthly budget report.
Guys, I'll send you these every month, but you're getting probably more than what you can absorb from me now because I also sent you the budget. One of the things that of particular interest that I think will be good for you guys to look at there is in the monthly budget report, we were at about a $6,300,000 balance. After we got sales tax in December, and we did find a correction that we had to make on our revenues as we were balancing, our budget is, or our balance right now is up to $7,200,000. So in 7 days, we really made some progress there. I'm pleased to say that I think we may be in, will end the year in a better note than we were last year. That was my goal when we did the budget last year, to come in with less difference between our expenditures and revenues at the end of this year. I think we're going to make that. I think so, anyway. You guys have any questions or comments about any of that? We do have a couple of departments that are over in their budget. Those departments were the ones that we really didn't have any knowledge about how to budget for because we had a new circuit down there. So there's some of those that are going to be a little over, but it's not anything that's a surprise and no big numbers there either.
You said better than last year. Are you saying that you think our expenses and our revenues are going to be in balance?
No, I'm pretty sure we will still spend more than what we bring in this year. But I think it'll be a lot closer to the revenues and expenses being equal than it was last year. That was the goal when we did our balance. I think we'll have to be that same goal as we budget this year. We have a healthy fund balance that we can rely on when we have this type of situation to help us balance the budget. And because of that, I would guess we will probably spend $400,000, somewhere in that neighborhood, more than what we bring in this year. Last year we spent $700,000 more than we brought in, so that's a positive move for us. And I believe that if we can continue that process, that next year after, we should be balanced, maybe even positive side, and that's what we want to see.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Do you have any? Thank you, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 447269 through 447292, 447294 through 447340, warrants 6882 through 6886, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check numbers 447293.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On this accounts payable dated 11/20, do we have a check number or is it just a warrant?
Warrant right now,
checking until the. Do you want us to approve that now, or do we need to wait? Do we need to have a meeting on Monday while we're at MAC, like we've done in the past? And
the plan was that you would approve it today, approve the warrant, the check would be done Monday instead of having it happen. That was the plan.
Is there going to be other checks that we need to have done before? I know this is for the payment on the.
Don't think there'll be anything else that needs to.
They'll
be
need
done
to be done, but so for that week, okay. Move to approve warrant 6887.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll?
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for November 6th. Or, I'm sorry, November 6th, 2017, and executive session minutes for November 6th also.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for November 6th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated November 6th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. We'll move sole source declaration down to, we'll wait and do that at 9:30. Bid recommendations for jail water softener number 201710-385.
Yes, good morning and thank you, Commission. We're here this morning in reference to bid number 201710-385 for jail water softener system. This project was brought to me by the Building and Grounds Administration, Renee and Scott. Scott is here with me this morning. They supplied me with specifications and assurance of approval from you all to go out for bid for a water softener, jail water softener system, to replace an apparently malfunctioning or ancient or system that had was in dire need of replacement. So this bid was released on October the 7th. It closed on November the 7th. I sent out the usual direct bid invitations via email to as many different vendors as we could find that participated in this particular category. We received one response, and that was from Air and Water Solutions of Columbia, Missouri. They do have an office in Springfield. That response was opened here in public last week. I gave copies of the full response packages to Renee and Scott for their review. They have subsequently reviewed it and are prepared to recommend that company. I do have a letter in my file. Scott may have copies for you all if you want that from Renee or from Building and Grounds, from both of them really, formally recommending Air and Water Solutions of Columbia, Missouri, with an office in Springfield, for this product in the amount of $20,000 and $364,000. Mr. Turpening, would you like to add anything to that?
I think it's something that we need to do probably as soon as possible.
Whenever we first talked about it, do you remember what the amount was we were thinking? Okay.
Yeah, actually it's about $600 less.
Okay. For some reason I think it's $24,000. So. Move to award bid number 201710-385 to Air and Water Solutions out of Columbia, Missouri for $20,364.
Second for discussion.
We have a second and with discussion. Go ahead.
Due to the trouble we've had in the past where they had to disconnect the other one and we haven't had one there for years, does the company understand that after it's installed, that like we take a sample of the water before, we know how hard it is, whatever. After it's installed, we check all of the lines to be sure that it is properly working and there's no reactions.
Absolutely. That was part of what we went over with when they came.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I have a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. We'll notify the vendor and present a contract draft to legal.
Agreement for transfer trailers repair. Bid number 17-136-RB, Roden Bridge. I have a letter from Mr. Cotty dated November 7, 2017. It's an agreement for the transfer trailer repair. He's reviewed the proposed agreement with Springfield Trailer Incorporated and approves it to form. The agreement provides for the repair of two described transfer trailers at a bid price of $17,105.79.
That is correct. Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Springfield Trailer Incorporated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Huff.
University of Missouri Extension Update. Thank you.
Good morning.
So it's reaching out reports for September and October. Are in the handouts. Online for October and in September, I had 72 counseling sessions with new and existing businesses and clients. Working on programming in the area, have a digital marketing series coming up later this month. And then some of the other programming listed at the bottom of the October report, I'm holding off until January and February based on feedback that I've received from local businesses and clients. Willa's report is in there. She continues to do a lot of the 4-H events. One of those, as you can see on there, incredible wearables, working with the kids to show them how to build a wearable. Barbara wrapped up the farmer's market in October, and she was also at 5 different schools with the nutrition education. Will is working on a drone program for our first responders and EMS. And then Dr. Amy Vitello was in our area with the farm-to-school program and then also with the health insurance education initiative last month. Any questions?
Kind of off topic because you guys are both here. Have you ever met Mr. Jonas Argus?
Yes.
Do you guys work together on different things or is it something? Okay. I assumed you did, but I didn't know. I
wanted to make sure, right?
That's right.
The drone program on first responders.
Yes.
They feel that they would direct the